It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now we get a look at a farm-to-table restaurant in Door County, recently named a national semifinalist for Outstanding Restaurant in the James Beard Awards. And this is like the Oscars of the restaurant industry. Call in with your questions about exceptional Wisconsin eateries and what makes an excellent dining spot. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mike Holmes is owner of Wickman House, a restaurant in Ellison Bay. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Kate. It's really an honor to be here.
What does it mean to you and your staff to be one of 20 restaurants in the country vying for Outstanding Restaurant?
It's unbelievable. It really is. It was a goal of mine. And it's just quite an honor. It's, you know, our staff, the community that we're in, the people that every day, you know, come there and provide the experience that we're able to give to our guests. It's so wonderful to be in this category because it's the whole restaurant. It really is it sums up all the hard work of everybody on our team and everybody that's been on our team in years past.
You say it was a goal, and I wonder, how have you been working toward this moment?
I think, yeah, to say goal, it's an aspiration, maybe. Really wanting to make sure that we're doing everything at the highest level that we can do. We've always wanted to provide one of the most unique experiences to our guests. We keep raising the bar every year, year after year, within our food, within our cocktail, and, you know, within our setting, our garden, our guest service. It's just every year, keep pushing the boundary, keep trying to get better, keep figuring out ways to make it the most unique and special experience to everyone that comes and visits us.
One of those goals has been to really source local ingredients. How have you done with that?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, when we opened Wickman House, that was definitely the goal, knowing that there were so many wonderful farms and gardens surrounding us, and being able to have connections right with those growers, right with those farmers. That was, since day one, that was really where we wanted to go. And we're so thankful that as the years have gone on, we've just met so many more special people doing incredible things, growing incredible vegetables, raising amazing meat. You know, it's just been so wonderful to kind of be able to forge those relationships. And we've also, since 2014, really had a focus on creating our own garden space that to this day is now, our total growing space is just over 12,000 square feet. So we're able to get a lot of our own product right from our backyard. And that's been on our part of our mission since the very beginning.
You know, sourcing locally, that takes time to develop those relationships, and it takes trust that your supply chain will be there when you need it, when you need those ingredients. What is that difficult to ensure that you still have those ingredients when you need them for your dishes?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, it's in restaurants, right? You go through so much product, and the cool thing about working with a farmer, working with a grower, you know, a gardener, is that you can talk through all of these things. You know what they're going to be bringing in. You can know that maybe they had a hard time growing this one specific thing you're asking for, so they're going to replace it with something else. So it's those kind of, because you know your farmer, literally know your farmer and your friends, you can work together to make sure that you're putting the best product out there.
Have you had to tweak or alter your recipes because you can't reliably get certain ingredients? Do you have to be flexible based on what's available, or based on the cost of certain ingredients?
For sure. Our chefs are just so incredibly talented. And so we keep our menus, you know, kind of vague, within not going incredibly specific on what the vegetable will be. So we can be flexible in those dishes when we are able to get squash instead of Brussels sprouts. You know, we really try to make sure that we're not tied to one specific ingredient. And then we, like I said, we just keep we keep our menus rotating. We keep trying to be flexible so we don't run into those problems where we're going to totally run out of something.
The Wickman House in Door County Farm to Table Restaurant, now a national semifinalist for Outstanding Restaurant in the James Beard Awards. Talking with owner Mike Holmes, and you can join the conversation calling with your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Mike Holmes here, owner of the Wickman House, a restaurant in Door County, named a semifinalist in the restaurant category for a James Beard Award, joining 10 Wisconsin chefs, restaurants, and restaurateurs. Mike's restaurant, the only one named a semifinalist outside Madison and Milwaukee. Be part of the conversation, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, you worked in bars and restaurants in New York for a decade or so. What is different about operating a restaurant here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, definitely. That, you know, I came from a very competitive area within New York and Brooklyn. You know, there's just so much more there, right? There's just so many more there's a lot more competition for the role that you're in. There's a lot more people that are waiting to work with you. And when we moved, you know, when we opened up Wickman House, we thought, hey, you know, this is going to be just like being in New York. You know, it's going to be people knocking down the door to come work with us. And there's, you know, any problem that arises, there'll be 10 people waiting for that job, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we are just so lucky right now that we've created the team that we have, the family that we have within ours, because it's now 11 years later, it's very similar to the operations when I was in Brooklyn, but 11 years ago, that was not the case. We found our way, and it was a fun experiment, and it was been a fun journey transitioning out of the big city back into a small town that, you know, it's a small town, but millions of people come through here in the summer. So it's a really unique setting, and it's been a lot of fun to navigate.
Tourism, though, being seasonal, and you made a little bit of a hint there to the labor market. I mean, we're seeing such a tight labor market across a number of industries. How difficult is hiring and retaining staff?
Yeah, I think the great thing about this area also, and I hope what we're doing with our restaurants is we're creating a place that people want to be. And people love being here in Door County. People, it's an amazing place to live. And it's been fun to create a couple of restaurants where restaurant professionals want to come and share their talent and you know, that's been the coolest thing is really we've found our group. And there's a lot more people here in the summer and the fall, but we found our year round family, and it's really amazing.
Are Wisconsin restaurants back from the pandemic, do you think?
I think that everyone's story is different when it comes to, that's a great question. I think that everyone's story is different. And I think there's, you know, this industry, we all know it was hard to navigate. The first summer of the pandemic, we switched to doing a completely all barbecue menu. We slow smoked briskets and ribs for 16 hours a day. And we were doing takeout and, you know, allowing people to hopefully take some really good meal back to their home while they all figured out what was going on. And I think that the industry is bouncing back, and I think that the industry is different. And I think that what we're seeing that is so cool is that people really have used their creativity. This is an industry of creatives, and people have really used this industry and their creativity to say, hey, we're here. This is how we're going to, you know, go forward. And I do think it's coming back. I really do.
Well, one example of that creativity is what you brought as a bartender in the craft cocktail scene from Brooklyn back to your restaurant. How are you sharing that experience of cocktails and craft cocktails at the Wickman House?
That was really my one of my first passions to bring back to this area was the craft cocktail scene, and it's just been so fun to be able to. We've had really creative bartenders over the years. There's only been about six or seven of us, and we have a cocktail list of about 50 different cocktails. Some are our takes on classics, and some are our completely original. And it's just been really fun to raise the bar, not only in our restaurant to give some, you know, our guests the experience of really having a uniquely crafted drink, but it also is, you know, I think push people to also create that in their own establishment. So as a person who just loves craft cocktails, who's been a bartender for 19 years, I think it's been really fun to see people enjoy the cocktails that we're creating, come to our restaurant to have that experience. And also that it's been fun to go to all these other places too and see their experiments and their creations.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment. We have Mike Holmes, owner of Wickman House in Ellison Bay, as we talk about the James Beard nomination of Door County's Wickman House for Outstanding Restaurant in the awards this year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. So you have a recipe for the Rusty Leaf, which is a variation of the classic Rusty Nail. Can you talk a little bit about what you've created with this cocktail?
Sure. It's a fun drink. A Rusty Nail is kind of my dad and I one time, like when I was, you know, just legal drinking, he showed me a Rusty Nail, and it was a special moment where we were having a great conversation. So it's always kind of been in my heart just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this drink, and another thing that goes back to the Wickman property, is we have a ton of sugar maples on our property. So we make our own maple syrup. So this drink utilizes maple syrup. And I think that we're going to share it with your guests, maybe on the website too. So, and it's a recipe and a cocktail that I kind of wanted to show, because it's something that you can make at home. And there's so many great places that make amazing maple syrup in the state. So it's a play on the rusty leaf and rusty nail. And it uses our maple syrup, and it uses bitter cube orange bitters and a really smoky scotch, and then a blended scotch. And it's just a really wonderful sipping drink. It's warming. It's perfect for, there's a couple snowflakes coming down out the window right now. It's a perfect drink for this time of year.
What about for people who say, ooh, don't like the scotch aftertaste? not that you have heard that before at all.
No, never, never.
but how do you respond to that?
I think that the maple syrup really kind of comes through, and the use of the bitters rounds it all out. And the best thing about cocktails is there is something for everyone. So if this isn't for you, then there's plenty other ones that we can point you in the direction. But I think that this drink would be a perfect introduction or reintroduction to the Scotch world.
So you're in the company of 14 other chefs and restaurants and restaurateurs with the semifinalist nomination. What does that mean going forward for the business, the reputation, what you put in front of your customers? Because the stakes are even higher. There's an expectation there.
Definitely. I think the exciting thing for us as a team is this does call more attention to the restaurant, and it hopefully calls a few more people that want to be part of our team, a couple other more people that want to be on our journey to create what we're creating. And I think that on that level is amazing. I think that I'm behind the bar again, I'm up front most every day, and I tell you, at 3 minutes to 5, that nervous feeling in my stomach has never gone away in the 11 years. Because we want to always bring our A game. We want to always give the best. So I don't think our service is going to change at all. I don't think our offerings are going to be just what they were. And it's just a great reminder that the hard work that we're all putting in, the hard work that everyone brings every day, is paying off. And it's just a great feeling.
So how do you avoid burnout in an industry with notoriously long hours?
It's a never-ending battle. And what we're trying to do is not just sustainability within food, but sustainability in the lives of all of us, you know, figuring out ways to bring in some more people so we can cut hours back, you know, bringing in more hands so we can continue to bring out the excellent product and not have burnout. You know, that's a huge focus of mine. It's a huge focus of our team, you know, and it's a work in progress every year.
And I'm sure that your restaurant is always on your mind, though.
Oh, yeah. It's my child. It's my life. You know, like I say it and I mean it. My team is my family, and that's, you know. So of course, just like everyone's family, you think about them all the time, and that can be a wonderful thing as well.
Mike, thank you for joining us. All the best.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Mike Holmes is owner of the Wickman House, a restaurant in Ellison Bay, Door County. 2023 James Beard Award winners will be named at an award ceremony in Chicago on June 5th. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.